Well, first, a little preface. I forgot to bring my little flyers, but every time I come here, I usually bring some books. There's some books for children if they should happen to be here and parents need to entertain them. And on the left-hand side are books for adults. Some of the books I brought just because they have been a blessing to me, and some of them literally talk about blessings. This last blessing by John O'Donohue, he has an entire book. An entire book of blessings. And because I love animals, I have not one but three books of blessings for animals, too. So the sermon series that I subscribe to called Soul Matters this month asks the question, what does it mean to be a people of blessing? Now, blessing may be a problematic word for some of us. It has heavy connotations of God, God's favor and protection. A blessing is often given by someone in a religious leadership, someone who is in on that God thing, who can say, blessings, heal, heal, heal. We didn't quite take that class in seminary, but in this pile of resources that I have, I'm reminded that blessing may be a more neutral but still very positive word, something of benefit, something for which we are grateful, something that brings about our well-being. Now, parents often give their support, their blessing, for children to go off and get married. And there are all sorts of ways to recognize a person after a sneeze, like I mentioned. God bless you, health, love, good wishes, money, and love. May you live long and prosper. So every evening, Wednesday evening in seminary, and this was down in Chicago, Meadville Lombard, it's a Unitarian Universalist seminary. Every Wednesday we'd have a Vespers service, an evening worship service. It was all often the focal point was a sermon by one of the faculty or one of the folks who had gone through the sermon class, which was, of course, all of us. And afterwards, we'd always have a bit of food that we sometimes shared with the church mice. But we'd have a bit of food, and sometimes we would remember, actually, to give a blessing for the food. And this one day, I heard this magnificent voice come out of the corner. Male voice, you're not going to hear that today. Call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down. Call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down. It was the husband of one of our faculty members. He was a folk singer, the kind of folk singer who would have been on Garrison Keillor, a pretty well-known folk singer. So we blessed the food sometimes we remembered. And many Unitarian congregations have a blessing of the animals service. One of my favorites was there's a BBC series called The Vicar of Dibley, the first female to serve as the I'm not sure what is the correct term, the deacon, the priest, at an Anglican church, often in the wilds of England, and in which she blessed just a number of animals, including those that were eating the flower arrangement. So blessing for what brings us joy, for that for which we are grateful. And I was reminded in reading this material that in The Sound of Music, Julie Andrews sings about her favorite things, rainbows, raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Another way to phrase that is these are the blessings that I see in my world. I recognize them as things for which I'm thankful, things that bring me joy. So I wonder, what are your favorite things? What are the blessings in your life? There may be many, and on this particular day, you may feel like you don't have much of any. But what now, what has been a blessing in your life? We'll just have a moment of silence to think about that. Call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down. Beauty before us, beauty behind us, beauty inside of us, and all around us. Call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down. Now, in the Jewish faith, the names of holy rabbis and other holy people are often followed by an honorific, and it's Zecher Tzadik Livracha, may the memory of the righteous be a blessing. But the more common honorific goes after those who have died and those who we wish to remember fondly. And it translates of blessed memory, Zikrona Livracha for a female, Zikrono Livracha for a male, Zikrona Livracha for a female. The English abbreviation is OBM, of blessed memory. I know we have, most of us, someone, if maybe it's a person, maybe it's a pet or something else, who has passed away of blessed memory. Shirley Brome, of blessed memory. Robert Morgan, of blessed memory. Bert Blau, of blessed memory. Elijah Smith, Lynn Pillipew. So I invite us to either silently or spoken into this sacred space to say the name of those we want to remember, those of blessed memory. Michael Vasilchuk, Harriet Vasilchuk.
Theodore Roosevelt. Yes. Bill Hopkins. Neil Hopkins. Colin Hopkins. Hazel Holmey.
Lynn Pillipew.
Sharon Dale Stone. Call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down a blessing. All down. Love before us, love behind us, love within us, and all around us. Call down a blessing, call down a blessing. Call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down. Now, a big part of some folks' spiritual practice is to meditate, and certainly for Buddhists, the practice, a big part of their spiritual practice is to meditate. In meditation, Buddhists, any of us, try to calm our thinking, calm what we call monkey mind, the mind that races back and forth between ideas and what we have to do later on after I get done talking, and you know, the restless, capricious, fanciful, unsettled way our minds often work. Buddhists sometimes focus on breathing, breathing in and breathing out and counting breaths. We have a hymn in our turquoise hymnal that tells us, when I breathe in peace. And when I breathe out love. So one of the most familiar meditations, Buddhist meditations, is the metta bhavana, the meditation on loving kindness and the feeling of universal love that wishes all human beings to experience happiness, both in this world and in any future form. The metta bhavana is the practice that is meant to cultivate this feeling of loving kindness in us. And the meditation has five stages, and we're not going to do this particular meditation today, but I'll go through briefly the stages of the meditation. The first stage is loving kindness towards oneself. And sometimes that is the hardest stage to do, because we are often our own worst critics. The affirmation we use towards ourselves goes something like this: may I be happy and free from suffering. And if that feels impossible to be happy, may I know in serenity and safety, may I be at ease. So we wish that for ourselves, that serenity, that safety, that health, maybe that happiness. And we then go on to send loving kindness to a loved one. That isn't usually hard. We love that person. Then we go on to a neutral person, somebody that we don't know very well. Then we go on to someone in whom we are in conflict. Now, let me tell you, I once stayed, I don't know, maybe 3, 4, 5 years in this stage for a particular conflict. But loving kindness is sometimes not easy to find. And finally, we send loving kindness towards all sentient beings. And personally, I include the rocks and the wind and the water as part of this living process that we are surrounded by. Now, the practice is one of developing patience and tolerance. Ultimately, the hope is that the practitioner begins to understand the true nature of the universe, that all is an interdependent wholeness, while made up of many different people and plants and animals and forces, reality is one. May we all be well. May we all be free from suffering.
Suzanne, your microphone keeps slipping.
It does keep slipping, doesn't it? It's about as tight as I can make it. In a book called Sabbath, Finding Rest, Renewal, and Delight in Our Busy Lives, author Wayne Muller, who's a Methodist minister, encourages a practice he calls secret blessings. And this kind of reminded me of the metta bhavana. Muller writes, bless strangers quietly, secretly. Offer it to people, this blessing to people you notice on the street, in the market, on the bus. Muller suggests we silently say to ourselves something like, may you know happiness, may you be at peace. Tim and I were listening to the radio driving here yesterday and heard a story about some young man on the New York subway who discovered under some of their rough surfaces that the people that he was interacting with really were wishing him happiness, wishing him peace, wishing him a grocery bag that didn't break in the middle of the ride and send his groceries sailing down the subway. That's car. So, may you be well, may you be safe. It sounds an awfully lot like prayer, which is another word we may have difficulty with. To whom are we praying? What gives us the oomph to give anybody else a blessing? It just may seem like a lot of hocus pocus and hokum, but prayer or blessing in a Unitarian sense, and I have brought a book about prayer written by a Unitarian minister who works up in Maine. In a Unitarian sense, a prayer or a blessing is more about what is happening to us rather than what is going to happen to somebody that we bless. It's more about our being aware of others, of changing our attitudes towards others, of seeing the connection to others and acknowledging our common struggles and hungers. So, I'd like us to take a moment and think about someone in this room. You may look around and just see a face. Send them a secret blessing. May you be well. May you experience kindness. May you be safe.
Call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down. Peace before us, peace behind us, peace within us and all around us. Call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down.
Now we, as Unitarian Universalist congregations, often give a blessing to the young ones who come under our roof. Actually, several of us were at the Canadian Unitarian Council national meeting, and there was a blessing of two babies who were born within a month or so, or two of each other, born to two brothers, and their wives were people that they had met in a Unitarian youth group. It was pretty sweet. But, you know, so we have this baby blessing. We often call it a baby dedication. And we recognize what a gift, what a boon, what a godsend that child is and their family is to all of us. But we usually don't bless all of us. We don't bless are all of us, young and old. And today I'm going to take us through a blessing, both blessing for yourself and blessing all of us as a congregation. Now, when I do this with a baby, I usually have a rose, and I touch it to their forehead, and I say, may you think wisely and deeply, kindly and lovingly all your days. May we be blessed with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. May your intellect take you far on your journey. May you have been blessed with reason and free will. It is your calling every day to use these gifts. So this is a blending of the child's dedication and actually an adult's blessing. Now, touching your eyes, may we see beauty above us, below us, within us, all around us, all of our days. and the lips. May our words be filled with kindness and wisdom all of our days. May I be blessed with voice. May I learn the complex nature of truth-telling, the ability to speak the truth in love, the gift of listening well to others, and touching your heart. May my heart be open to all the joy and sadness of life. May we heed the wisdom of our hearts and always trust the truth it tells. May we love deeply and well all of our days. And this is a blessing really specifically for adults, touching our torso or abdomen. That good chi down there. You are blessed with the gift of sexuality. May you always remember that you are a beloved child of God. Your body is sacred and belongs to you alone. May you live into the full expression of your identity as a human being, embracing your true sexual and gender identity. The gift of sexuality brings with it many rewards as well as great responsibility. May we always retain power over our own being, striving towards mutually fulfilling and just relationships. And then I touch the baby's hands. May your hands be gentle and strong. May we use them to carry light into the darkness and rest to the weary. May my hands always find the place of greatest need, beginning with my own. And may the Creator of all things hold me in the palm of her hand wherever I go. And then finally, we bless the whole body. May our bodies be strong and take us along the highways and byways of life all our days. May we be blessed on our journey. May we remember that growth happens on the journey and that we are never alone. May we offer our blessings upon each of us, body, mind, and spirit. May we be guided by compassion and truth, justice and love. May I be blessed in all things and carry blessings with me wherever I go. Call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down. Joy before us, joy behind us, joy within us and all around us. Call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down a blessing, call down. Well, just a final little bit. One of the beauties of and blessings of putting together a service, which I don't have a clue what I'm going to say at the beginning. I Googled the definition, and I Googled, and what I found was, in Googling, was it brought up a U2 Bono concert where he blesses folks with, may the Lord bless and guide you and keep you on your way. And in that passage, it talked about a group of people called the Unvirtuous Abbey, the UA. Never heard of them. It's a group of monks who use Facebook and Twitter, use modern technology to preach to those of us who with first world problems, and that's mostly us, to those of us who are tech savvy. The monks use a lot of cultural references. There's a poster of Jesus wearing a Starfleet uniform and holding a lightsaber saying, may the force be with you until I beam you up again. We were just watching Star Wars yesterday. There's a lot of snark. The monks distribute coffee mugs that read, and now Facebook, Google, and Twitter abide. But the greatest of these is Twitter. Now, if you know your gospel is faith and hope and love abide, but the greatest of these, and the greatest of these is Twitter. Oh my gosh, I don't tweet. Oh well. The monks use humor and reverence. There's a picture of and I've got it here somewhere. A picture of Jesus, and it's the usual white Jesus with his arms out. And he's wearing his robes, but he's also wearing a t-shirt that says no, and it says H, it has H, the letter H, and 8, no hate. So the monks are using humor and irreverence in an attempt to take the sting out of religion, to make those of us for whom religion seems to be a little too woo-woo or too harsh or too... judging, take that and give us the nuggets of hope. So, in your orders of service, I've included the exam with the answers. And I was telling Bettina that years ago, I went to a Baptist service, and in the order of service, they said, "What is the message that you are taking home today?" Well, I always have a lot of messages. I'm just a touch on the OCD side, or not the OCD side, the ADHD side. And so I have tons of messages. And so I have just a little reminders of what I talked about. And of course, the first words are the questions that I had listed in the newsletter. If you were hoping to answer them, apparently you need to answer them yourself. So, may we be blessed. May we be blessed with humor, irreverence, hope, nuggets of hope. May it be so. May we make it so. Blessed be, and amen.